North Korea's leader says the entire U.S. territory is now within striking range of his country's intercontinental ballistic missiles. Kim Jong-un's remarks come after Pyongyang said it successfully tested an updated version of the Hwasong-14 intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday. The U.S. and South Korea have conducted a joint ballistic missile exercise in response to North Korea's latest missile launch. The Pentagon said the missiles were fired into territorial waters of South Korea. The joint exercise came after the U.S. and South Korean militaries discussed military response options to North Korea's launch. Russia's permanent ambassador to the U.N. has defended a decision to reduce the number of American diplomats in the country and seize two U.S. diplomatic properties. The U.S. has been told to decrease the number of diplomats in the country to 455. The move comes in retaliation for Washington's sanctions on Moscow. The United States has slapped new sanctions on Iranian companies over the country's launch of a satellite-carrying rocket. The sanctions target six Iranian subsidiaries of the Shahid Hemat Industrial Group. The U.S. Treasury says the group is key to Iran's ballistic missile program. Iran's foreign ministry has denied the U.S. allegation that Tehran's rocket launch on Thursday was a violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran has complied with both the letter and the spirit of the agreement, denouncing U.S. sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump replaces Chief of Staff Reince Priebus with Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly for the job. The major shakeup follows a week of intensified infighting at the White House in which Priebus was involved in a public feud with new communications director Anthony Scaramucci. Yemeni fighters say they have taken control of several military positions inside Saudi Arabia's border region of Jazan. The move comes in response to Riyadh's bombardments of the country, which have left 12,000 Yemenis dead and many more wounded. The Syrian army has reached a Daesh-held town on the road to a besieged garrison in the country's east. Government forces made their way to the outskirts of Sukhnaf town, northeast of Palmyra city, with Russian aerial support. The army's advance forced Daesh commanders to flee to the surrounding mountains.